Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Century Textiles and Industries Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Biplab Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings call of Century Textiles and Industries hosted by Antique Stock Broking. Today, we have with us the management of the company represented by Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Managing Director, Mr. K.T. Jithendran, CEO, Real Estate Division, and Mr. Snehal Shah, CFO. Without further ado, let me hand over the call to Mr. Dalmia. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for the fourth quarter of the financial year 2024. Let me first take you all through the financial highlights, followed by the business-wise operational highlights. For the fourth quarter of financial year 2024, the consolidated turnover of continuing operations grew by 60% year-on-year to 1,542 crores. The EBITDA for the quarter grew by 81% YOY to 282 crores, with EBITDA margin reported at 18.3%. The net profit on continued operations was 160 crores for the quarter. As you might be aware, on March 22, 2024, the Board of Directors of the company reviewed the operations of the textile division and view of the unsatisfactory performance of the unit with continued operational losses despite attempts of possible turnaround, as well as considering the adverse market conditions and non-availability of viable orders to cover the cost. It was decided to discontinue operation of the process house after completion of the orders in hand. The net loss for the quarter for discontinued operation amounted to rupees 140 crores. For the financial year ending 2024, the consolidated turnover of continuing operations grew by 19% to rupees 4,570 crores. The EBITDA reported was rupees 718 crores, with EBITDA margin of 16.8%, with net profit from continued operations of rupees 304 crores. The net loss from discontinuing operations was 244 crores for the full year. Now, let me take you through some of the key highlights across our three business verticals, starting with the real estate business. During Q4 financial year 2024, the Indian real estate sector sales volumes in primary markets have grown at an extremely healthy rate, with Mumbai market business witnessing the highest sales volume and YOY growth across all other Indian metros, owing to robust economic growth and enthusiastic consumer demand, with a significant trend of rising demand for luxury homes offering the superior amenity of exclusive designs. Q4 financial year 2024, the revenue of Birla Estates grew substantially year-on-year to rupees 668 crores, with EBITDA of 204 crores, representing an EBITDA margin of 30.5%. This growth was driven by revenue recognition of three projects, which have initiated handovers for well before the RERA timelines, namely Birla Vanya Phase 1 in Kalyan, Birla Navya Phase 1 in Gurugram, and Birla Lokya in Bengaluru. We achieved bookings worth rupees 2,881 crores in Q3 financial year 24 at our already launched projects, while our collection were 644 crore from all projects during the quarter. Q4, we launched a new phase of our flagship project, Birla Niyaara at Worli in Mumbai, called Silas, which received a spectacular response from customers, resulting in the sale of 68 units worth rupees 2,391 crore within a month of its launch. The show apartment for the project was unveiled by Miss Ananya Birla in the presence of top luxury influencers, Bollywood celebrities and luxury designers. In other updates, Birla Tisya Bengaluru received Safety Shield Award from National Safety Council India, the only real estate developer to receive this prestigious award. Additionally, Birla Niyaara Mumbai awarded the winner of prestigious 15th CIDC Vishwakarma Safety Award 24 for the best HSE practices. Overall, the residential real estate market is expected to grow new heights in the upcoming financial year, driven by a surging demand and a strong consumption record. We believe that financial year 25 is poised to be a transformative period fueled by urbanization trend, a blooming rental market, and consistent property value appreciation. Customer centricity projects have been outlined within 3 years roadmap. This will strengthen our differentiated position by enriching customer experience and deepening customer engagements. Now moving on to the pulp and paper segment. During Q4 24, paper, board, and tissue prices continue to downward trajectory with average net sales realization down by 15% year on year, consistently reducing NSR, impacted sales turnover and EBITDA. Overall production volume increased by 6% year on year, however, they are 4% lower than previous quarter. Sales volume increased by 13% year on year. Sales turnover for the quarter decreased by 6% YOY to ₹859 crores, with EBITDA at 65 crores and EBITDA margin reported at 7.6%. Supply chain disruption in the Red Sea and Suez Canal have contributed to increasing prices of key raw materials. Increasing prices of imported pulp and challenging wood availability have also impacted cost of production. Board and tissue sales were better than Q4 23 as compared to paper and CGP sales. Various cost reduction initiatives have been envisaged in pulp and recovery, power block, machine replacements in PM3, which would help improve machine productivity and reduce overall cost. As a part of sustainability initiative, 80 nurseries have been developed in 11 districts to provide seedlings and clones to farmers, and total of more than 52 lakhs plantation completed in financial year 24. On the market outlook, writing and printing and copier demand is expected to improve post-election with government tenders opening in Q1 FY25. Seasonal factors like expected to moderately revive demand with an increase in exports, offering improved realization and greater price stability. Tissue demand is expected to remain stable in FY25. Domestic realization continues to be higher than in export market. However, our focus is more to prioritize growth in domestic market. While board demand is likely to improve in Q1 25, with pharma segment gearing up summer medicine with added price increase announced by international paper mills, export demand from Europe, US and UK market is consistent and expected to improve in FY25. However, oversupply in market likely to continue in FY25 as the market growth is lower than the capacity being added by domestic as well as international mills. Lastly, talking about textile division. In the beginning of FY24, the company took a decision to initiate process of restructuring company's textile business operation at Birla Century Bharuch plant. As a part of restructuring plan, spinning and weaving departments at plant were discontinued. However, with a view to optimize the utilization of process out, it was proposed to increase outsource of specialized gray fabric from 45,000 meters per day to 105,000 meters per day. Simultaneously, VR scheme was also implemented for the workers employees working at these discontinued units, and majority of workers employees at the spinning and weaving department opted for the scheme. On March 22, 2024, the board of directors of the company reviewed the operations of the textile division. In view of the unsatisfactory performance of the unit with continued operational losses despite attempt of possible turnaround, as well as considering the adverse market conditions and non-availability of viable orders to cover the cost, it was decided to discontinue the operation of the process out after completion of orders in hand. After careful consideration and deliberation, the board approved the proposal to discontinue all operation at Birla Century Bharuch unit except some minor manufacturing operation and other allied activities related to supply of yarn to Birla Advanced Knits Private Limited, a joint venture of the company of Grasim India Limited. With that, I now conclude our opening remarks, and we can start the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from Ask Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a fantastic set of results again. I believe for FY24, we've outperformed what our initial estimates were. Just to ask you now, going ahead, with now we've delivered in terms of this FY24-25, how is land prices coming along going ahead to A, purchase them to grow, to have a next leg of business? And how are we looking at other aspects of real estate in terms of commercial and maybe anything else we're thinking of?
Hi, Dhananjay. Good afternoon. Thank you for your questions. So land prices have become much firmer, and it's getting more and more pricey, if I may say so. So that much more difficult it has become to conclude deals. But we are looking at quite a few number of parcels in each of our targeted regions, and pretty confident that we are getting some good deals either on a outright or JV model. So from that point of view, we are pretty hopeful that we will be able to conclude a few good deals, though the prices of land are continuously climbing up.
Okay, so would we still look at outright purchase, or is it going to be a combination of?
Yeah. We are still looking for both outright and JV. Why outright? Because otherwise it will be too opportunistic. So in our targeted segment where we think the land prices still make sense, we are open to concluding deals.
Okay, and how are we thinking now for X residential for other projects? How are we planning on thinking? Are we looking at any other avenues in terms of either malls, or how is that coming along?
Yeah, so apart from the residential, we are pretty, remain focused on residential. I think that's still the best bet for leveraging the brand and also, strengthening the balance sheet and also for very sharp margins. However, we are also opportunistically open to looking some, commercial deals in the market. I think the commercial market is also pretty firm. At a good time, if you have the right product to look for commercial opportunities also. We'll be largely on the back of raising some funds, which we are in the process of. We are following up on that. And apart from that, even plotted developments, I think, is a good opportunistic play for quick turnaround. So we are on the lookout for these two segments also, in addition to the residential.
And how is the competition in terms of competitive intensity now, in terms of more and more players coming into the market? Are we seeing
Yeah, I think it's quite competitive now. A lot of top players are all looking for, you know, we face that, then we are going for a particular piece of land. There is more than one, players who is after the same land. So the landscape has become quite competitive, to tell you the truth. But we are pretty hopeful that given our brand, given our execution capabilities, I think, and our pricing power, I think we can, you know, we'll be able to secure a few good deals for ourselves.
Okay. And would you have any targets for the next few years, or that's too early to say right now?
Yeah, I mean, we have targets. We have about 15,000 to 20,000 crores of, you know, new projects target. We did about 16,000 crores this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to do a similar number or close to about 20,000 crores in the coming year.
Okay. Fantastic, sir. Congratulations on our performance again. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Getham from Alpha Infesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question was on Mumbai MMR. So as you also highlighted that you're looking for some land parcels in the key areas. So my key question was, how do you see, given a lot of projects coming up, a lot of demand also there, but a lot of supply also coming up. So how do you estimate that demand supply going ahead?
I think the demand at this point of time is far much more than the supply. I think there is quite a few demand. That's what we have seen personally in the markets that we are operating. Every market demand is far outstripping supply. Supply is constrained because the number of players are much fewer than what it used to be. And land prices, as I mentioned, has pretty gone pretty sharp. Also, the regulatory rules also puts a lot of constraints on many developers in terms of having financial backing, the discipline of getting all the approvals. And so I think from that point of view, supply is still pretty constrained compared to the demand. Demand is very, very robust on the back of several fundamental factors, tracing to the Indian economy and the current affordability. So I suppose there is going to be a sustained demand over the next few years.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Another question was on people. So earlier, I guess our guidance stood at 15% operating margins in the division. Currently, we are at 5. We understand the current issues. But then what's the outlook ahead for FY25?
So Abhishek, basically last year we had little bit of cost constraints, and one of the reasons for our low margins in last year was certainly the cost constraints we had, particularly on the procurement of wood as well as on the power costs that we have. We have a lot of capex planned to overtake all these issues that we had, these bottlenecks, and we can safely give you a guidance that we will be, if not 15, will be close to about 12 next year. I think the margin, it is not percentage, it is 15 rupees per kg of paper is the margin that we are aspiring for. But the guidance right now is around 12 to 13.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Just one last question. So we booked net loss from discontinued operations for around 140 crores on net realizable value of 174 crores. So can you give some more light on this, and is this expected to roll over in next few quarters also?
Your question is that we have already whatever impairment we have already taken that impairment this year. And whatever is realizable value is left, we are hopeful that we, if not more, we will at least be able to achieve that realizable value.
So we don't expect anything more in the next year, other than some year and small write-offs, maybe not more than 25 crores.
Thank you, sir. I'll get back in.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star and one. The next question is from line of Deep Mehta from Bank of India Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a very solid number. My first question is regarding our real estate business. It will be very helpful if you can give the launch timeline for next year. So in which quarter or which month are we planning to launch each of these projects?
Yeah, so we are pretty optimistic in the current year. We are coming up with as many as 9 launches, and these launches will be spread across each of the quarters. Starting from this quarter itself, we are looking at Vakeshwar launch, the Bangalore RR Nagar launch, then Trimaya Phase 2 launch, then launch in Pune, launch in NCR, further launches in Bangalore. So pretty upbeat about the, you know, this current year. Yeah, so at least about 9 launches we are planning.
So with more than 8,000 crores of launches planned this year, do we expect to grow our pre-sales from the last year?
Yeah, we at least expect to double our sales performance from what we did last year.
Sure, sir. This is very helpful. And my second question is regarding our total debt. We have roughly around 2.5 thousand crores of debt as on FY24 end. How should we look at this number, and how will collection help us to, you know, manage this number?
Sorry, what was his name?
Deep Mehta.
Deep, Snehal here. What debt you are seeing, 2,482 is the consolidated debt. Against that, we have about some mutual fund, liquid mutual fund investments and some HO balance. So our net debt right now is somewhere around 2,050 crores. Based on the current launches that we are going to do of our existing projects and the ongoing projects that we already have, we expect the debt, additional cash flow requirement by the real estate business to be somewhere around 300-400 crores. So that is where we expect our debt to go to 2,500 crores net debt or whatever we are talking about. Now the only question is, Mr. KT Jitendran just now gave a guidance that we might be doing new acquisitions to the extent of 15 to 20,000 crores. So maybe roughly around 2,000 additional debt might be required. Maybe half of it will be financed by the parent and half will be financed through either raising construction finance on our existing projects or some sort of a financing arrangement with a joint financer. Does that help you?
Yes, sir. That is very helpful. Just last one question. With a very strong response in Niyaara Phase 2, do we expect to launch Niyaara Phase 3 in this year itself?
Too early to say that. We may look at launching it in Q4 of this year, or we may think about it next year. Yeah, too early, because we'll continue to observe how Niyaara 2, the Tower 2, which is called Silas, it performs. So far we have done more than 72-73 bookings. So once we, you know, do about 80-90% of the booking, then we may think about it. Right now, our focus remains on maximizing from the Niyaara 2.
That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Shah from Valcore Capital Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Rohan.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Okay, sir, so just a few questions on the real estate front. Could you help me with the pre-sales of FY24, if you can give me a number?
Pre-sales of FY24, the last year, that was 3985 crores.
Okay, 3985 crores. And we hope to do twice of it in this year, as you said earlier, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, the second question on the line of the paper business, we see a great dip in the EBIT. So could you help us with why such a dip in the EBIT considering Q1 quarter on quarter?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management line reconnected with us. Thank you.
Yeah, Rohan, go ahead.
Sorry, Rohan.
Yeah, sir, no problem. Yeah. So, sir, my question was regarding the paper business. So, during the quarter four, we see a good dip in the EBIT. It's nearly 30 crores. So, could you help us why such a dip? Because that would have been, so this business would have given us free cash flows, which would have financed our real estate. So, any specific reason for a dip?
No, the specific reason is that the NSR, we were expecting some improvement in the NSR, which actually didn't happen, and we have continued to have some cost disadvantages, as I mentioned earlier. So basically, we lost close to about 117 crores just because of price difference, and we had little less volumes also because we were having some difficulty in pulping capacity, and therefore we could not produce more and sell more. So we consider that as a blip. We hope that the demand is going to increase post the election results, etc., because now everything in the government or tenders, etc., is stopped, and therefore there are no tenders for the paper business. Hopefully the FMCG and pharma business will pick up, which will result into some increase in the board. Tissue, we are reasonably okay. The demand is pretty buoyant. We also had some tough competition on the pricing front from imports from China and Indonesia in these two countries. So that also put a little bit of a pricing pressure in the market. So, I mean, overall, we are hoping to do better, but still we were able to manage to provide some cash flow to the business from the business.
Okay, so yeah, that was helpful. Thank you. So my next question is on the line of the pre-sales for next year. So, sir, as you said, we would be doing around 8,000 crores of pre-sale next year. So where do you see it coming from, like new launches, existing launches, or from which geography, if you can help us?
So Rohan, we are, as I mentioned, we are coming up with 9 new launches next year, either new project launches or new phase launches. So largely coming from these, and of course the balance sales from Niyaara 2 and Niyaara 1, and the balance inventory left over from Kalyan, Birla Vanya. This will be the largely, except for Birla Vanya and Niyaara, most of the other projects are almost on a sold out situation, whatever phases we are launched. The rest will all come from new phase launches.
From new phase launches. Okay. And sir, could you give us an amount of the launches, like in crores, how much would the value be of the new launches?
12,000 crores. About 12,000 crores of launches will be there.
Okay, around 12,000.
Roughly.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That was it from my side. Yeah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, I think this quarter we have recorded a revenue of 668 crore in the real estate division, and we started the delivery of 3 Vanya, Alokya and Navya. So can you help me with the how much revenue has been recognized in these three projects separately?
So we have recognized revenues of around 687 crores across the three projects, and the balance would be recognized in the coming quarter. You would like the detail project wise?
If possible.
Yeah, so around 264 crores in Kalyan, around 200 crores in Bangalore, and around 222 crores in Gurgaon.
Okay, so I think Gurgaon is a 50-50 JV. So we record the entire revenue in our books and then we'll...
Since it's a profit sharing, we record the whole thing here. If it would have been a rev share, 50-50, we would have done only 50-50. But in a profit sharing, the entire top line is fully recognized.
Okay, and their share will come in the cost line.
That's right.
Okay, so my question was, let's say these three projects total value is around 2700 crore plus.
Yeah.
So almost 2000 crore can come in the next one or two quarters.
No, that's not correct. As far as Bangalore is concerned, the full project is, we got the received the OC for the full project. So that is right. As far as Kalyan is concerned, we have received OC for 5 out of the 7 buildings. The 2 buildings are still expected. So, that between this quarter and next quarter, the rest will be recognized. Of course, there is a few more, about 20% of sales also balance. We have sold about 1,000 apartments. We have about 1,200 apartments. About 200 apartments have to be balanced left for sale in Kalyan. That's the position. Whereas in NCR, we have recognized revenue only for the first phase. This is the first two blocks, right? There are many more blocks left, so which will be recognized over this year, next year, and a couple of years. So, because this is only about 600 crores of 600 crores, right? In the first phase,
600 crores.
About roughly about 600 crores in phase one, which had got received. The rest is all work in progress. Sale is 100%.
No, sorry. So the booking value of phase one, 1500.
No, that's not phase one. That is phase one, two, and three. Yeah.
No. So when you mentioned.
Sorry. So what I'm saying is that NCR, we have whatever phases we have launched, we have sold almost 100% of the inventory, which is about 1500 crores, of which what we have got OC is only phase one. The other phases will get OC over this year and next year.
So how much will be OC received, which will be, delivered?
I think roughly about OC, NCR, it's about 600 crores, of which I think 228 units, of which about 170 units we have got the OC. Another 52 units is balanced, which we have received the OC, but we are still doing the billing, etc. Okay, so we are not recognized revenue. So that revenue also will be recognized this quarter.
Okay.
All will come up in this year, end of this year, next year, etc.
So you are saying that this NCR, which we show 1600 crore booking value, only 600 crore is OC received, of which let's say 220 crore we have recognized this quarter and balance will come over next quarter.
Yeah.
Okay.
228 units plus 170 units we have recognized. So roughly about 170 and another 50-60 units will come up.
Okay, so in terms of value, let's say even in Kalyan and Bangalore, Alokya.
I'll give you more. I lost you, Dixit. Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah. So what I'm asking.
Yeah, Dixit, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Your voice is going on and off.
Is it better now?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Yeah. So for Kalyan and Alokya project also, we are showing booking value 840 and 386 crore. So how much of that is OC received?
See, Vanya, as I mentioned, of the 7, we have got OC for 5 buildings. Okay, the other 2 OCs we are expecting this quarter, and one in this quarter, one in next quarter.
Okay.
And in Alokya, we received the full OC. We have to bill for the last 76 apartments out of the 218 apartments. We have about 3-4 apartments balance for sale. So Navya is concerned, I just wanted to make some correction. I had mentioned 170 apartments, but actually it's about 114 apartments for which we have booked profits, and another 108 apartments will be booking profits in this quarter.
Okay. Okay. And so my next question is, if I see the current revenue, 668 crore, I think some 30-40 crore will be leasing revenue. Okay?
No. That is over and addition to this.
Okay, this
the leasing revenue is on top.
8 crore revenue does not include leasing.
No. That's another 130-140 crores on top of this.
No, this quarter, our segment-wise real estate is 668 crore.
That is without the revenue from the leasing. That's on top of this.
Okay. So where do we record the rent revenue in P&L?
In CTIL, no, that because those two buildings sit in CTIL, so it is recorded in the CTIL revenue.
Yeah,
the parent company revenue.
Yeah, I am asking consolidated revenue of the real estate segment is reported 668 crore this quarter.
So the total revenue is 668 crores. Plus, there are some other charges which comes in other operating income. So the total revenue which we recognize for the units is 687. So the difference between 660 and 687 is other charges also which we...
About whether the 668 includes lease rental.
No.
Where is that coming is what he's asking. It is included in 668. It is included in 668.
We'll just get back to you on that.
Yeah. Just to conclude my question. So, in the real estate division, our EBIT is 196 crore, okay, this quarter.
Correct.
Of this 196 crore, I think 124 crore we received from TDR.
You're right.
So, the 72 crore EBIT is for the real estate segment, normalized. On 670 crore top line, which is hardly 12-13%. And if I remember correctly, our previous con calls, we have mentioned that these three projects, when revenue recognition will come, these three are 30% plus margin kind of business.
You are absolutely right. It's all around 30% margin. Right now, we have recognized whatever is the early sales, which we had given it the sales which are done in 2017, and the later when the prices increase, those revenues will come later in the next quarter. But still, it's not 12%; it is about 23% is what I gather.
Dixit, na?
Yeah.
Dixit, 668 number that you're seeing is for the quarter, and if you look at the revenue which Mr. KT Jitendra was telling you was for the entire year. So that you have to look at 832, which includes the leasing income. So when he was talking 600 crores of revenue recognition, he's looking at the year-end figure of 832, which also includes the revenue of the leasing income.
Okay.
Because we have not received all the revenue in quarter fourth quarter, we also had some revenue recognition in quarter three also.
So when you mentioned 23% margin on these projects, even the early sales, so this 23% is reported. So how much would be our corporate head expenses, which because of which the reported margins look slower?
So see, our corporate...
One second.
Our corporate... just give me a second. 153. Our corporate overheads are around 174 crores, 175 crores are our corporate overheads.
It's annual?
Yeah, annual, for the whole year, including salaries and corporate overheads. And as a percentage of booking value, it's well within the industry norm of 4%.
Yeah, that I understood. I was just wondering that the reported margin of the real estate division of these three projects which we are recognizing the revenue looks very low in the fourth quarter.
So the numbers are I'm talking for the FY24. If you're looking at 832,
the numbers from leasing income is 151, from Vanya is 264, from Birla Alokya, that is Bengaluru, is 201, and from Avarna is 216. And if you look at the profit from 282, from 198, you have to reduce 202, which is the TDR. So that is the total cost that we have actually incurred as overheads and everything else. EBITDA. Am I clear?
Okay, I'll take it offline maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth from SAS and B. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just a three-part question, actually. So I'll ask one at a time, if that's fine with the management.
Yeah, it's fine.
So firstly, just wanted to know, since the management is... from what I can tell, more focused on the real estate business, and most investors obviously also see value in that. And we did shut down a loss-making unit this time around, the textiles division. Are we also internally discussing thoughts of a demerger where, you know, it will unlock value because investors then are completely interested in the real estate play, can get a chance to have equity there, and those who are interested in the paper or the pulp business can, you know, have an opportunity there. Are those conversations on the table at the moment?
Those conversations are not on the table, but certainly at the back of our mind. But we have been constantly telling investors that, so real estate for us is a new business. And it certainly right now standing on its feet for the business that it's already launched. But it certainly requires a certain big growth capital. And pulp and paper business is sort of our cash cow. And just to give you some numbers, roughly even if we do 500,000 tons of paper, and if you even take 15 rupees per kg, we are making 750 crores of EBITDA. So that is a significant amount for us to, you know, at least reduce the amount of debt that we can raise for the purpose of the growth capital of real estate. So it is at the back of our mind. Certainly there is always a case for unlocking value for both the businesses separately. But right now, I don't think, and we don't think, that it is an opportune time for us to do it. We are going slowly. We've already started with closing down the loss-making business. But we certainly don't want to get away from the cash cow, because we don't intend to invest anything more to organically or inorganically grow the paper business. So there is no major capital that we are planning for the paper business. So that is one reason. Somewhere down the line, when, you know, 2-3 years down the line, when real estate can stand on its feet even for the growth capital, I think that discussion will come on the table.
Secondly, you mentioned that obviously now to grow the real estate business, we will need growth capital. And you did mention in the conversation prior that we are having conversations where we're looking to raise funds, maybe some funding at the promoter level or from others. So now the fundraising that you're looking at, are you looking at dilution in Century Textiles, thereby giving a stake to someone to raise money for real estate?
We are only looking at fundraising for specific projects at project level, not at the subsidiary level, not at the parent level.
All right. So even the promoter funding then would come at the project level, I'm assuming, right?
No, promoter will not put any more fund. No? We'll just put our capital from the business into that project, and the other partner will put his money into that project. So there will be an SPV separately for each project.
Understood. Thirdly, just a couple of more questions. There have been conversations in the market about GIC looking to fund a few of the projects at Birla. Are we in active conversations with them regarding the same? And if so, could you shed any light on that? And secondly, as far as the Birla lands are concerned and the lands of the textile mills that we have, what's our status on those? Are we seeing realizable value there where, for example, we can maybe have a new project or something of that sort?
So probably I think you've come in late in our business. So we already have investors know of our plan for the Worli land in terms of the development value over there and our plans for that. As far as GIC is concerned, there is absolutely zero discussion with them at the moment. Like any all investors, everybody comes and meets us, has a look at our projects, etc. Besides that, there is no other discussion. This is pure speculation.
Right, right. Thank you so much for the opportunity and a great set of numbers.
1 minute. Yeah. Just wanted to clarify, Mr. Dixit, the net leasing income for the financial year is 116 crores. That is one. Number two, the revenue which is recognized for the three projects, Kalyan, Gurgaon, and Bangalore, the EBITDA margin on that is approximately 23%. This is at the project level. Plus, after that, there are overheads and other costs which come down. So just wanted to clarify on the EBITDA margin for the projects.
In the early phase.
Yeah. The balance phases of the same projects will get recognized in the subsequent quarters.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but the current participant has been disconnected.
Okay. But I'm sure they must be hearing on.
Yes, sir. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Javeri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Am I audible?
You are, Himanshu.
Yeah. So what is the plan on a market like NCR, as it's a red hot market and the prices are going up a lot? So if you must be aware, the DLF and Godrej are doing extremely well in that market. So they have done sales of like 10,000 crores only in NCR. So what are our plans to sign new BD, or are we finding very difficult to find new deals as land prices have gone up a lot over there in that particular market?
Yeah, good question, Himanshu. We are also pursuing very aggressively deals in all the three NCR markets, Delhi, Gurgaon, and Noida. As you very rightly mentioned, the market is a little frothy. The prices have really gone up. The supply is very little, and there is heavy competition. For instance, in Noida, there's literally no supply at all. We have been trying pretty hard. We are pursuing a few deals in each of these markets. We already have a deal for India Hume Pipes in NCR, which we are hoping to launch this year. We also have the last phase of our Gurgaon project in Sector 65, which is Birla Navya. The last phase, about 1,000 crores, is still expected. As you know, there's some policy level decision which is awaited from the government, because of which that last phase is stuck. However, we are looking at a couple of more, you know, we have a few more deals which we are pursuing very aggressively in Gurgaon, in Noida, and also in New Delhi. So we are hopeful that we will be able to clinch at least some of them, a few of them.
So can we expect maybe a couple of them this year itself?
Yeah, of course, this year itself, for sure.
And apart from the land in Worli which we have, which other places do we have land parcels, like the Talegaon one on the Kalyan, or anywhere else we have lands where we can develop?
No, we don't have anything beyond what we have now. We have the Worli one, Kalyan one we have done. There are a few more parcels in Kalyan, but that's not ripe for development now. It may come up in a few years later. Talegaon we have again. I don't think it is ripe for development today. Maybe in a couple of years later. So that's pretty much about it. There are new lands available with CTIL.
Okay. And what is our assumption for business development in future? Can we expect like 20,000 crores of BD almost like every year now going ahead?
I think that's a reasonable assumption.
Because
that's
if you want to grow, we should look at that rate at least, right?
Yeah. I agree with you, and I think we are kind of targeting that kind of growth, steady growth for the next few years.
So, and can we expect that the markets like Pune and Bangalore also will enter in a big way? Because Mumbai already we have quite a bit of inventory on our own also, right?
That's right. Bangalore, we have, as of now, we speak now, we have 5 projects in Bangalore. We are looking at a few more. I think our highest number of projects is in Bangalore. We have 4 projects in Mumbai, 1 in Pune and 2 in NCR. We are hoping to increase Pune and NCR substantially this year.
Okay. That helps me a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Himanshu.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Sanghvi from Equity Analyst. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. As I understood, in case of Silas, we have sold about 68 units under pre-sales and for a total value of 2,391 crores. Just I wanted to know, what is the price for this 68, price per square feet or for this 68 units? And how many units are there yet to be sold under pre-sales?
So, Silas, there is about 148 units in all.
Yeah.
Which now, as we speak, we have sold about 72.
Yes.
And the average carpet price per square foot on carpet has been about 95,000 rupees per square foot.
Okay. Okay. And what is the RERA timeline for possession for this?
2028.
Okay. And for Birla Niyaara 1 is 2027?
No, that was the 2028 Jan. This may be about 6 months later.
Okay,
so
okay.
Tower A is a much taller building, so probably we'll be finishing both this building around simultaneously.
Okay, okay. And what will... And, yeah, okay. And what will be there for in phase 3? It is mall and hotel or even in a residential also?
As of now, we are planning residential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tower C, as of now, we are planning residential because there is pretty robust demand for high-end, large format flats, apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. The kind of success we experienced in Tower B, we hope to continue in the same vein in Tower C too.
Okay, okay. And it is expected to be launched either in Q4 FY25 or in FY26 Q1.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Dalmia from Century Textile and Industries for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR manager at Valorem Advisor. Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.